The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
This program is sponsored by War Cry Ministries.
Lead me, oh Lord, oh Lord, I know you're able for.
Lead me,
you got all power in your hand,
oh Lord,
and I'm on your watch.
Lead me,
I'm waiting.
God bless you in Radio Land. This is Evangelist Flora Barnett. Thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to join us on today. I pray the message you are about to hear will be both edifying and a blessing to you. God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this great opportunity to speak to the people of God. Open up our understanding that we'll better know how to please you. And Lord, we'll forever give you the glory and praise. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. God bless you in Radio Land. We're so glad to speak to the people of God on today. Father, in the name of Jesus, send your anointing, O God. Send your anointing, God. Give us what to say, how to say it, O God, in the name of Jesus. Because you're the only one that knows what your people need, God. Help us, O God, in the name of Jesus. On today, beloved, we're going to be reading from 1 Chronicles 4, and we're going to read two verses, verse 9 and 10. And they read, "And Jabez was more honorable than his brethren. And his mother called his name Jabez, saying, Because I bear him with sorrow. And Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, Oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed, and enlarge my coast, and that thine hand might be with me, and that thou wouldest keep me from evil, that it may not grieve me. And God granted him that which he requested." Our thought on today is prayer changes things. This is the prayer of Jabez. Jabez, who is a descendant of the tribe of Judah. And the writer here recognized and decided to pause in the middle of giving genealogies. 44 names came before Jabez. But his name is not mentioned anywhere else in the scripture. There is a city by the name of Jabez. However, it has nothing to do with him. But he paused in the middle of genealogies after 44 names to give a little bio of Jabez. Y'all know what? Prayer changes things. Prayer would bring us in subjection to the will of God. God hears and he answers prayer. Y'all know what? Prayer is one of the most simplest things that we can do, because prayer is a sincere desire of the heart. You can either pray silently, you can pray out loud, you can pray with a group, you can pray with two or three, or you can just pray alone. You can pray sitting down, standing up, riding in the car, jogging, in all facets of life. Is conducive to prayer. In the midst of storms and danger, even impending danger, prayer can take place. No one has to hear you, because God knows what our hearts are. He understands the moans and the groans, the unspoken words. God understands. Prayer is appropriate. And the Bible says, and Jabez was more honorable. We don't know how he was more honorable. The Bible doesn't tell us. That just means that he was admirable. He was praiseworthy. He was respected and upright. Why? We don't know. One thing that I do know, that his name meant pain. And his mother called his name Jabez, saying, because I bear him with sorrow. Every woman bears children with sorrow, according to Genesis 3:16. And I quote, "Unto the woman he said, I will greatly multiply thy sorrow and thy conception in sorrow, thou shalt bring forth children. Jabez's name means pain. So she made his life hard while as a child. He stigmatized him in society. When people saw him coming, guess what they say? Here come pain. People probably made fun of him. Back then, names meant something. Names in the Bible represents human hope, divine revelations, or they're used to illustrate prophecies. Now people put, they name kids, that some of them don't even know how to spell the name. Phonetically correct they may, but they really, is it doesn't meet standard English. Sometimes it don't even meet Ebonics or slang. But people just put, they'll put part of one name together with part of another name and they'll make up a name. But back in the Bible days, people named their children. I mean, their names had, you know, had meaning. God intended to convey through Hosea's marriage and his children to illustrate to the people of Israel the covenant relationship between God and his people. Just as Hosea's wife was unfaithful and an adulteress, the people were unfaithful in their relationship with God. But the names of his children were based upon the conditions of the children of Israel and their relationship with God. For instance, Hosea 1 and 4, and the Lord said unto him, call his name Jezreel, for in just a little while I will punish the house of Jehu for the blood of Jezreel, and I will put an end to the kingdom of the house of Israel. He named his child after what was going to happen to Israel. Also, the Bible says she conceived again and bore a daughter. And the Lord said unto him, call her name No Mercy, for I will have no mercy, no more have mercy on the house of Israel to forgive them at all. Hosea 1:6. And her name was Lo Ruhamah. Lo Ruhamah means call her No Mercy, because I'm not going to have any more mercy on Israel. And again, the Lord said, call his name Not My People, for you are not my people and I'm not your God. Hosea 1:8-9. His name was Lo Ammon. Lo Ammon, not my people. I'm not your God. That's what those names meant, according to the relationship that God had with the children of Israel at this time. Joseph had two sons in Egypt. One name was Manasseh, meaning causing to forget. The other one was Ephraim, being fruitful. So he caused him to forget what happened to him in the past. And then he caused him to be fruitful in a land where really he probably wasn't, really would not have been. It just was the Lord's will. Jesus' name means Savior or Deliverer. God told Mary what to name her child, just as Zachariah and Elizabeth, he told them to name their son John. And the 10th verse says, and Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, y'all know what? He didn't let the fact that his name was pain and that it caused him probably a lot of sorrow, he didn't let that keep him from praying. He didn't let that stand in the way of him calling on God. He didn't let that become an excuse why I'm just going to be a bum. They already told me I was no good. I was never going to be nothing. My name is pain. Just forget it. No, the 10th verse said, and Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed. Bless pain. This man cried out to God. The word indeed means something that is already true or fact. He was already blessed, and it won't surprise me. He doesn't tell God how to bless him because he trusted that he knows what's best. This request that he's asking is not natural. It's a spiritual request. This is not a selfish prayer. We have not because we ask not. God is waiting and he wants to hear from us. Tell God what you want. God gives good gifts to those that obey him, and he won't hold any good thing from us. A lot of people are afraid to ask God for anything. If you don't live right, you should be. But if you walk upright and you live in holy and you're doing everything you know how to please God, God wants to hear from you. God wants to bless you, and he wants to bless you indeed. Asking him to bless us indeed, he's asking, Lord, I want to reach more people for the kingdom of God. I want to be found worthy to, I want to walk worthy. Bless me indeed. And then the next thing he asked, he said, enlarge my coast. Enlarge my coast. Not about what other people think, not about what other people say. It ain't even about my name. Because I know there is a lot more in store for me. I won't let my name, I won't let my past, my now hold me back. Whatever's going on now, whatever's in my past, whatever's going to be, I'm not going to let that hold me back. Lord, enlarge my coast. Caleb in the Bible, at 80 years old, asked God to give him Mount Hebron, where the giants was found. He wanted to go drive them out. He was 80 years old. Can y'all imagine an 80-year-old man trying to fight in a war? Not in our time, we won't. But Caleb and Joshua were the only two that came out from Egypt that entered into the promised land. I'm talking about the original people. Everybody else, y'all remember it was 600,000 men plus women and children, and it was a mixed multitude. The Bible said that they wandered in the wilderness 40 years until all of them died. Everyone that came out of Egypt was, I don't know, I guess 60, the oldest was 60 who crossed into the promised land. Because 20 years and up that came out, they died. So 20 years down plus 40 years, that make about 59. So about 60 years old was top age that walked into the promised land originally that left Egypt. Beloved, that is our program for this week. 2 Corinthians 10:4-5. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. God loves you. I love you. If the Lord's will, we will see you next week. For more information about War Cry Ministry, visit our webpage at war-cry.net. Again, our webpage, war-cry.net. Checks or call us at 602-466-8104. Again, our phone number is 602-466-8104. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 13354, Tempe, Arizona 85284. Again, our mailing address, P.O. Box 13354, Tempe, Arizona 85284. This program was sponsored by War Cry Ministries.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
with in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.